Right now, how do you integrate alemtuzumab into your practice?
Well, most of course, what we do is on clinical trial. So we have, for example, a clinical trial combining alemtuzumab with FCR for high-risk patients. And we also have a trial, and I think this is where it's particularly effective use. Some data has already been published on this from us as well as others, in using it in minimal residual disease. Because alemtuzumab is not that great in bulky adenopathy, but it's really excellent at clearing marrow disease. And the one place after fludarabine-based therapy, if you're going to have residual disease, you tend to have it is in the marrow. But the important point is that there is data emerging that you need a certain period of time between the fludarabine and your consolidation with alemtuzumab to allow presumably immune recovery so as not to have a high likelihood of infections. And that's probably on the order of 3 to 6 months. Now, in a frontline patient, that's fine because nobody with a reasonable response to frontline therapy is going to progress in 3 to 6 months. So you have time to wait, repeat the marrow, see if there's residual disease, and then potentially use it there to eradicate residual disease, where it has been shown to be effective and in a randomized trial from the Germans had a major impact on progression-free survival. There are combinations going on, particularly in Europe, looking at where we tend to use rituximab in the United States, so FR, FCR, looking at substituting alemtuzumab, since as single agents, alemtuzumab is a better monoclonal antibody in CLL than rituximab is. That's very clear. So the hypothesis is maybe it'll be better in combination also. But those trials are relatively early.
What do we know right now about the combination?
The phase 2 data, there is a trial with fludarabine CAMPATH that the Germans did, and that's been published, and that looked in relapse, and it looked very comparable to something like FR or FCR. But again, there's much more limited data.